Iran steals the show, spikes the oil, and potentially disrupts another U.S. presidential election. Iranian nukes and American politics, an oily story with some bad memories. On this Thursday, February 16th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. I'm up here in Boston at our partner station, WGBH. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning down here in New York City.
We're going to begin the hour with a discussion of what Iran wants. We're going to also look at what higher education needs to do to confront some radical changes on the horizon. And the man who invented our idea of secret agents, J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI. That's later on in the hour. Many of you still talking about that story on yesterday's show. Female fans of R&B singer Chris Brown apparently joking online about wanting to be his next domestic abuse victim. Here's a response.
This is Jill from Miami, Oklahoma. Would like to hear Chris Brown say that I don't want to beat you up all night. I think that would be a good message to those girls.
What do you think? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and let's take a look at the headlines.
It was past midnight before a congressional deal was finalized on the payroll tax cut extension. Now House and Senate members could vote on the $150 billion package tomorrow before a week-long recess. The plan continues the current 2% point reduction in the Social Security payroll tax for employees. For someone earning $50,000 a year, that adds up to about $1,000 more in take-home pay. The measure also revamps unemployment insurance, cutting the maximum number of weeks from 99 to 73 in the hardest-hit states, and it blocks a 27% cut in payments to doctors treating Medicare patients, at least for the time being. Foreclosures rose last month. Realty Track says the rate was up 8% in January over December. The firm is projecting foreclosures will increase 25% this year, and that translates to 1 million homes compared to just over 800,000 last year.
Amnesty International is warning that armed militias are threatening both the security and stability of Libya. A new report from the human rights group says at least a dozen detainees have died under torture. Mahmoud Shammam is a former information minister for the National Transitional Government, or the NTC. He told our partner, the BBC, that he doesn't believe there is widespread abuse of human rights across Libya.
We cannot just say in general that there is abusing everywhere. No, this is not true. There is some abusing in some areas, and the NTC is trying their best to control that area and to stop that abuse.
Nevertheless, the UN estimates 8,000 pro-Qaddafi supporters are being held by the militia groups. Today is dubbed the Day of the Shining Star in North Korea, where the country is marking what would have been the 70th birthday of Kim Jong-il, who died in December. Among the events, a huge military parade as the army pledged loyalty to Kim's son and his successor, Kim Jong-un.
Michigan's Governor Rick Snyder has tossed his support behind Mitt Romney in his bid for the Republican presidential nomination. In an op-ed in the Detroit News, Snyder says Romney is the man for the job. And Rick Santorum just released 4 years of tax returns. They could help him on the campaign trail. They show the former Pennsylvania senator and his wife's income in 2010 was more than $930,000, but their tax rate was about 28%. Contrast that with the 14% rate that Romney reported for the same year. The former Massachusetts governor benefited from the 15% top rate charged for investment income since the Bush tax reforms of 2003.
Asian markets down, European indices down this morning. Futures are also down for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,781. The S&P opens at 1,343 and the NASDAQ at 2,916. On yesterday's program, we talked about those fans of R&B singer Chris Brown. They aren't letting his domestic abuses slide. They're laughing about it online, some of them anyway. We've received an avalanche of responses. This listener from London, it's a youth trend to ignore. It's going to pass. Remember Kurt Cobain fans who were burning themselves with candles on his death? They turned out okay. Give us your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE or at thetakeaway.org. Coming up, Iran and American politics.